It's my favorite time of year because my holiday tees are out.
Because your holiday tees are out?
My holiday tees. My holiday tees.
Holiday. Oh, so, like yeah.
Celestial seasonings. All, the whole.
Hi, boys. Merry Christmas.
The whole collection.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Where's my UNT mug?
UNT. UNT.
Well,
that's interesting.
Well, this is another episode of Unnecessary Talk.
The roofers came in.
With Mr. Made Brian off with Sturges. It. He is that Brian.
We're working
Sturges.
On the roof, and we walked out, and I looked up, and just the window was off of the skylight.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what all that powder is down there. It's all the.
I thought you were just.
Oh no! He was looking through. I could see it. There was nothing between me and the gentleman.
Oh dang!
I started
not
laughing because I was just like.
I tell you, it's
fucking perv. Like there was no like.
Looking through the skylight.
But there was no skylight. There was just a
yeah,
Mexican.
Just a hole.
Just a big gaping hole and nothing in between you.
Well, just
what is it
space.
Like to be a real man?
Sounds like the
as,
ice man
as we sit here and do a comedy podcast, he's up there. It's
ice
110 degrees here in Reno.
Yeah, it's a hot Reno day.
It's one of those hot Nevada Reno days for sure. Yeah. Music! You don't know what to do now.
I know, because we haven't even
started it, because this is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. You follow me at Brian Sturges. That's enough. You get it. Follow me here. Why don't you subscribe? It doesn't cost you nothing. You can always just come on. And on the TikToks, do me a favor. I only need 9,998 more people.
It's a small
to
goal.
Go live.
Yeah.
All right, we got Cliff Beach. Cliff Beach Music.
900.
You're
trying
to
get that.
You go with
that. Oh, but that would be nice, too.
901 or two. Someone, hey, who was the one who followed me? You can go to Hades. Also, there's Cliff Beach. We did the Cliff Beach Music. And there's Timothy Hall Music. And now, last time, we went really long on the music.
With the music, yeah. And that's crazy.
Yeah, no, but it was almost too long. But the fact that it was there was magical.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Music! Twice. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
That was fight the power. But yes.
Now I'm looking at your notes here.
That mean nothing. It's not like these are new notes. They're the same squiggles.
I gotta tell you, you've got the most interesting handwriting that I've ever seen.
Man, it looks clearly like, had a stroke.
What is the alphabet that, like, when you look at, like, stuff written in Farsi.
Sanskrit?
Yeah. It looks like Farsi.
Well, I mean, they're good. I mean, I don't want to bring in the war between Israel and Pakistan. And
Palestine? Yeah. We get it all wrong.
One of those other
There's no
countries.
Fusion restaurant, that's for sure.
Yes. That Larry David episode, the chicken episode, will go down and curb your enthusiasm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They had a famous episode where he had to go eat at the Palestinian chicken place.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you're a Jew, you cannot come. So it's a great episode. You should watch it, because Larry David needs some more money.
He's hilarious.
But you didn't subscribe to this? Why not? Right?
Yeah, bully them into subscribing.
Bully for you.
It'll never be nothing unless you subscribe.
What are you watching lately? Television, binging. What do you watch? You're mostly gaming and doing DOD, but when you're not doing that, you do watch.
I haven't played D&D in a while.
I know your wife watches a lot of television.
Yes. Whoa. She's watching a lot of television.
But do you watch with her, or do you watch your own show? Do you have shows you look for?
You know what I saw was that Nun 2. I watched
That's
Nun 2.
That's not a show, but yes. It does
I don't like to watch shows because I like it to be a beginning, middle, and end all in one portion.
I saw the Nun 2. What'd you think?
It's pretty good. It wasn't. It had some good, some jump scares.
Are you
I'd,
the Mikey of movies though? Do you like anything?
Yeah, I like Nun.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah,
2018.
Yeah,
which was better?
I watch a lot of horror movies. I like horror
did
movies.
You, did you see either of the Nun?
Music.
That already happened. That man clearly had a stroke.
Oh,
did,
that's
good. Have you seen any of the Nuns or the Conjuring series?
No. I've heard of the Conjuring.
Are you not, well, I mean, not trying to get your penis out of its shell.
Huh?
It is like a scary turtle. Do I like horror movies? Not really.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like them. It's just that I like comedy.
Oh, you're a comedy guy.
Yeah, comedy.
There was one with all black people.
But then instead of watching a horror movie, doesn't scare me. But walk around with my cop buddy of Baltimore. He'll show you some things that you want to see something really scary.
Yeah,
what's up with cops in Baltimore? Like The Wire and the other shit? Like, why is it, what is up with the...
We have to get Stryker. But he's too old for James Bond. Idris Elba.
Stryker.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. I just caught up on BBC.
Yeah, I bet.
Luther.
Luther. I saw it.
I just caught up.
I saw the two movies.
Because Netflix just made the movie. No, there's only one movie.
Oh, is it? That's The Fallen? Something Fallen? Yeah, yeah. That was good.
I hope they make another one.
Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo was in there.
Erivo?
Bisexual.
Oh, okay.
But yes, she was Harriet Tubman.
In the movie?
In the movie Harriet Tubman.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. That was a weird crossover.
Yeah.
Like Marvel Universe.
Harriet Tubman. Like,
Harriet Tubman comes down.
Harriet Tubman, we all know, would be able to make it out of a horror film. She was quick.
Yes. Yes. As long as she went underground.
Yes.
Yeah. They were the original Air Jordans, the Air Tubmans. They were great.
Oh, okay.
I thought the Air and Jordan.
I mean, anybody, anyone can run.
Weather joke. Yeah. You know. Versus Pakistan?
Pakistan.
Is it a war or a soccer match? I don't know. Because I've been a
Rudy.
I've been like, go Palestine. And I was like, is that in Hollywood? They're like, why are you doing that? Terrible. You know, don't you want a new agent? And I'm like, what's the problem? Are there I want to see a striker. I want to bend it like Beckham.
But they were
like, no, it's a devastating destruction.
You're already bent like Beckham, if you know what I'm talking about.
It goes to the left, you.
I think it's also left. To the left.
When's the last time you've seen it?
Well, I had to.
He had to remember it hard.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, all right. Do you go left in the pants? Everyone goes one way. I go left in the pants.
Oh,
hold on.
Do happy pills give you
left in the pants.
More flaccidity?
Where do you go in the pants? Keep it tight. Where do you go?
Left.
Left. We're all lefties.
So we're all lefties?
It's all one.
I'm a Democrat.
Counter cockwise circle.
Yeah.
I'm an elephant. Is that right?
Yeah. Democrats are elephants. Yeah.
Are you? No. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
No, Democrats are donkey. Elephants.
Oh, yeah. We're donkeys.
I'm a donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pinocchio. He's Italian. Did you ever see the Pinocchio with Paul Rubens?
Well, you know, that original Pinocchio.
Did you ever see that?
Is quite a dirty book.
It?
There's like murder and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
In fact, upstairs, I have a first edition of Pinocchio.
Really?
Yeah. Fun fact.
You got a wooden puppet upstairs?
Yes, I have the actual.
Yeah.
Well, I have a little boy
who thinks
he's a doll.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but don't ask too many questions.
Wait, so the Nun 2, was it good?
Yeah, I like Nun 2.
Do you think there'll be a 3?
Yeah, there's going to be a 3.
I didn't remember.
See, now, this is where there'd be a wipe and there'd be like an ad for like, you know, whatever.
Nun 2?
Rockport. Shoes from Framingham. Rockport. You slip on to comfort. Rockport. Go to rockport.com, put in the coupon code UNT for 5% off your insoles.
Did we talk about Pet Sematary? Did we discuss that?
What one?
I watched Pet Sematary Bloodlines.
There's a new Pet Sematary?
We're in November, though.
On Paramount Plus. I know. I'm just saying, because he's talking about Nun 2.
That's the last thing I saw.
I saw that Bloodlines. It was terrible.
Pam
Grier. And David Duchovny could not resurrect that film.
David Duchovny was in that?
Mm-hmm.
He's a charming
fellow. They were very underrated.
Porno actor.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Red
Shoes.
Well, he was in the X-Files.
He was in Red Shoes.
Red Shoes Diaries. That's right.
It was just a narrator.
That's
he
a Cinemax situation.
Yes, he was. His penis was driving a Chevy down the PCH.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it was.
That's a twisty attorney.
Dead man's
curve. Yeah. That's topical. We're not going to mention that.
We're not going to mention that. That's
Ben Vereen, David Foster.
You mentioned Ben Vereen last week.
Who's
Ben
Vereen?
Ben Vereen on the mind.
Is that Wolverine?
Chicken George?
Cousin?
That's not Chicken George.
Chicken George?
Chicken George.
And Zubly Zoo.
And Zubly. We did.
No, but yeah, you know David Foster plowed
in. You like chicken?
I do like
enslaving black people? Then you'll love that scene. Go ahead, look it up. Tim Hall.
We got to send you that other thing about the chicken. What was the one with? It was the foot massage and barbecue?
Oh, yeah, chicken, barbecue, and foot massage.
So good.
Oh, and you want to know what, by the way?
I
want to start the TikToks earlier this week because you've really been screwing me in these TikToks because you're only showing 10% of the ones that are there. And you just went one. There's, you know?
Tim, what is that picture, though, on Google? What are they doing today?
It looks like a fella carving something out of sand.
Who? Alan who? Alan Huthman?
Alan Rickman?
Oh, Native American Heritage Month.
Oh my God, Tim, when it rolls over, it tells you who it is. Celebrating Alan
Hauser. Hauser.
Yeah, Huthman.
Yeah, who knows?
What is this show?
Alan Hauser.
I spoke to a mutual friend of ours, and he says, your show has no direction. And I was like, yeah. He's like, it's cool. He's like, there's no
even
direction.
Even a band had one direction.
I know you like this.
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Watermelon Sugar.
Is he a gay?
That's a terrible song.
He could be whatever.
If he is a gay, why is he talking about eating muff?
Well, he's not gay. Gay. He's gay when it's.
In his mouth? Yeah, okay. I don't care that you're gay, but I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, if your number one
song is about eating
he's
pussy
fluid.
And you're a gay, that's
no, he's fluid.
That's maybe just appropriation. Likes
he's only fluid.
That's sexual appropriation.
He's only fluid.
Yeah, for
clothing.
Record sales. Yeah, totally. I get you.
I don't know,
no hipped bastards. These
like
guys.
I've
never seen him with a man.
I feel like a woman or whatever.
Mm. I do.
Yeah.
Shania Twain,
yeah.
Mm. Native American, half white.
I had an interesting experience with a Native American this week. I wish
this week.
Well, you had that scene partner.
Yes.
Oh, from
my man Mercer.
Big guy, right?
Big guy, wrestler. Very cool.
Like
I
the rock.
Call him. I like him.
Mm. You got a photo? I like just the bust. I don't need to see the face.
He should come on here.
Just a photo.
I'm curious. I've never met actually.
How
a
can we
American
get direction?
Man.
Well, I had a little incident.
I met
this week at a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what happened. It'll never be what it was. I went very early in the morning.
Yeah.
I went down and they had free breakfast and the coffee, whatever.
Ooh, that's
there was like 45 forest rangers. Like real men there. You know what I mean? Like loose fit pants and big boots.
No
like
bear.
Those Gore-Tex boots and like.
Oh, yeah.
Like real, like actual mountain forest men. And then I would waddle in my Goomba garb, right? So I get a coffee. I sit down. Eventually, my buddy who I'm up there with comes.
Uh-huh.
And we go into the breakfast buffet. Now, they got eggs, they got sausage, they got toast, right? They got the things. I'm lifting up the eggs.
Sure you do.
I went like this. I took one hand. I think I lifted up the eggs, and the eggs stopped halfway at an angle. So I scooped the eggs onto a plate.
Naturally.
And I lowered it down.
Uh-huh.
And a very short Filipino woman.
Uh-huh.
Started to yell at me. She says, "You must put it all the way up." And I said, I don't know what's happening, right?
You have to
put it all the way up. And so I'm like, and then she just walks away. And then my buddy's like, what? What just happened? And I was like, I don't really know why she's mad.
She wanted to keep it open for everybody?
No,
she just...
I only opened it halfway when I removed the food.
Oh.
I didn't open it all the way.
Oh.
Which I did not know was a thing in the hotel community.
You were thinking I'd trap some of that steam in there, keep it warm.
Right. On the opposite, I'm thinking of others. Again, never think of others, right? Never help anyone.
Who knows what this lady was tripping on?
Well, she was she started giving me the grief, and then she walked back, and I opened the thing all the way, and I was because I didn't know what she was talking about. I'm like, is this what you're talking about? She's like, you are messing with me now, and I was like, no, I really don't know what you were saying. She's like, she gave me the look, like I took a hot shit. On the sausage patties.
Oh,
she looked at me with such
patties.
Great disgust. So then all of a sudden, there were two Native American women that were sitting on the other side of the door. And they were like,
crying.
I can't believe she spoke to you that way.
Oh.
You're a client. You shouldn't be blah, 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 blah. Now, I stay at this hotel a lot. So like, I want to be back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I don't want any problems. Yeah. I want my breakfast.
In the area?
Well, there is, but not really. Not if you don't want to die. So
well, I like to
so
take
she,
my chances.
Okay. Great. So she, I'm trying to get this out. I'm not a bright man. So where is it? So he's down. So she's giving me shit. She's gone. The Native Americans like they scolded you. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. They're scolding you like children. I can't believe that. I'm like it's okay. So I sit down. Then all of a sudden they leave. The two Native American women leave. Now I go back and I'm a fat bastard, right? So I'm going back. I'm still prepping, right?
Yeah.
And then she says, "Hey, those two women went to manager. Said I am rude. She said I was rude to you. Was I rude to you?
Oh, jeez. It might just be your tone.
A non-offensive one, right? So, right? No, but." You know, it was like the guy getting out of the car. Like, I'm not mad. I don't actually know what's happening. Yeah. I still.
This is all happening.
Sitting
to you.
Here telling the story and not 100% sure exactly what the problem was. So she's like, "Was I rude? Was I now?" You have to understand that the people now, everyone is kind of involved,
and you got a whole audience of
right.
Forest
and even
service
the and even the people that
when do you eat this
there was an
egg?
Indian family, not relevant, but you know, like.
Native American.
Like they were the other one, right? Oh. So they were right there and they were like, you know, when you can see they're like locked in and they're talking about it because they're like, what is happening? So she's like, was I rude? And then and then somebody's like, you went a little De Niro. I said, you want me to tell you this, Ruth? She's like, yeah. I said, a little bit.
A little bit.
You were a little rude. She's like, I was rude. I said, yeah, a little rude. A little rude. But I said, I'm a big boy and I can handle it. I get a laugh, right? The biggest laugh I got all week was in the breakfast area. Like I said, plus I'm married, so you know you can't. You know I'm like, let's make a joke because I didn't go to complain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't go to the front
desk.
Yeah,
you were just eating eggs.
And then my buddy was like, "This is the first time in American history that two Native Americans went to go solve the injustices of a white man."
Well, true.
Okay,
Thanksgiving.
Thank you for being there for about 80% of it. Thank you.
That is good.
Thank you for and all I could do was try to get it out comically and fast because I know I only have so much time.
Well, the thing was, we never figured out like what she was trying to tell you, though.
Right. I think because
comment below,
because
you know.
I think maybe I opened it and it stuck halfway, but maybe they're not supposed to, so maybe it was going to slam down.
Oh,
but the point is, I still don't know.
But even when you put it up, she was pissed.
Right. Later. Right. So. But she was giving grief to these women, but first, I think, or whatever.
Oh.
So she was just, but I had no idea.
She's cranky.
She was, so that's what they call it. She said, I am grumpy. Am I a grumpy? And a little bit, you're a little grumpy. You're a little rude, honey. You're a little rude. And then she started apologizing. I'm not going to go. I've said nothing.
Yeah,
but if you're going to ask me, you're a little rude because, you know, you're
the thing is that it has nothing to do with you. Is that there's so many people who are mean to those type of workers that they're just like used to it, so then they just grow the skin where they expect everyone to be dicks.
The only thing I said to her, which is the only thing, when I got there, I started filling up the coffee. I said, "Hi, excuse me. So you know, both of the coffees are empty." I couldn't have been more. I mean, I really was polite.
Oh, okay.
So, but that was the only interaction before she came over and started to yell at me like
You go Starbucks.
Oh no, that's not right.
Music.
You can't do that. That's racist.
I don't know. It sounds like it is.
I'm not imitating a race. I'm imitating what she specifically said.
Yeah,
like.
Her voice. She's a specific person.
Was that
racist?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. You can't cancel me.
Yeah.
But I have dealt with many Filipino people. In my life. A noble race.
Oh, I thought you said Nova Ring. Okay.
Noble race. I know nothing about birth control.
Yeah, the way you do it, you really get.
Were they powdery eggs, liquid eggs? Were they good?
No, they were regular eggs, right?
I'll actually say that the eggs in this place is better than what you might consider a step up.
Oh really?
It's not that I cheaped out, but it's about
crunchy.
It's about availability by the.
I don't think crunchy eggs is. Is a
oh yeah, you put option. Some of those plankos in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can make it. Nice omelet. Now I went to this other place. They put a cheese spread in the omelet. That's no good. Oh, one place.
Cheese spread.
Like a Velveeta?
Yeah. And it was like the hotel was twice the price, and the food was half as good.
Those numbers.
You spent like
up.
Four nights in hotels this week.
You gotta get out of there. When is this?
I don't know.
Gobstopper gonna be sucked off.
I don't know.
That's how you do it, right? You can't suck off. You can never.
Well, it's never ending.
Yeah, it's never ending.
Yeah. It's everlasting.
Don't tell me what a good time.
Yeah.
Now, where is this place?
No.
We can't talk about that.
I want Filipino breakfast.
Oh, you're talking about the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't, well, because where I'm.
Yeah, it's all, what, you know, chain, it's all related.
What chain was it? That won't tell anything.
It might.
It narrows it down.
Is it a Holiday Express? They're all Express now. Does anyone know what happened with the regular Holiday Express?
They want you to get the fuck out. Yeah. They're like, let's hire the bitchiest woman.
Even the roaches are quick.
Checkout time is 9:30.
Yeah.
But now that we were seeing my buddy, I was like, can't we just go to breakfast a lot now? Like, because if we were just there, I should be like, oh, they're supposed to be here. And here's a little trick if you're poor. Save one of those cards. And then, you know, like.
Oh, like the room cards?
The morning people at the breakfast buffet don't know who was in the night before. It's a different crew. So as long as you're not directly coming in off the street, you can pretty much help yourself to any breakfast place. And if you maintain the card, because you don't have to give them back, because, you know.
Oh, right.
If you have one in your hand, you just walk there with a key card in your hand. No one's saying nothing.
That's confidence.
Confidence, which is a music video available now on YouTube.
Directed by this guy. Hey, and we're doing a campaign right now to get more streams on Spotify. And I believe in a couple of months we can get over that million mark. We're very close.
So close.
Very close.
You're close to a million. Your music.
930,000 streams right now, but we're slowly.
Your song, your music has almost a million streams. Oh, let me give him a second handshake of the day. Wow. God damn. Everyone's a goddamn winner.
Now, under the table.
He's thin and successful.
Yep.
I fucking hate that. God
but
damn,
you're the one that's able to procreate. You know, my.
No, please.
My eggs are no good.
I've a whole bunch of them.
You gotta leave it up.
My eggs are no good.
Oh, those eggs. Oh,
I got the brown gang.
Sorry. You should probably most of what I said in order for my marriage to.
Why the bloody?
So here we are. We're in November. We're in fall, right? We just had delicious. Even though it's at, well, I don't want to bring
my
up September.
Favorite time of year.
But we had, what did we have? We had shawarma.
We had shawarma.
We had that garlic paste. We had that garlic paste that you kind of eat and it burps up a little bit.
Ooh, oh, yeah. You, it stays with you for a bit.
You know what's exciting to me?
The rest of the night, for sure.
Yeah. I was
even after dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite time of year because my holiday teeth are out.
Because your holiday tits are out?
My holiday teeth. My holiday teeth.
Holiday. Oh, so, like a hot.
Celestial seasoning.
Hi, boys. Merry Christmas.
The whole collection. The whole Celestial Seasonings holiday collection. Candy Cane Lane, Nutcracker Sweet. They're all out. I'm very excited.
What are you talking about? Are those coffees?
Holiday teas.
Oh, teas. Sorry.
Flavored teas, yes. For the holiday season. Sugar plum. No, I didn't.
Fairy?
I
think that's how it goes, too.
You're very rude.
Sir, are very rude.
A little bit.
Lift it up.
But I rude a little bit. You were a little rude. You're a little rude. I gave her the old the get your shine back. You're a little bit. You're a little rude. A little bit. A little bit. Don't worry about it. So it's November. It's fall. I need a new candle. I went through that. I need a new fall candle. Now, now after Thanksgiving comes the pine. And I bought two Chris pine body bars.
Not
two different
spruce?
Brands.
Oh, okay.
Did you do Dr. Squatch? You know what I mean? No, but like, kind of thing. Yeah.
I didn't know you like manly stuff like that. Do you like sandalwood soaps?
I don't mind the sandalwood. I just don't want to smell like a college kid. I notice like anything you buy at Target or any of that stuff.
Or a Persian candy.
Huh? Well, they don't, you know, I mean, no offense, but that joke needs to be updated to a Persian Uber driver. Rick, we love you. You're good people.
Oh, my God, Rick. How is Rafiki?
He went to Indonesia with his girl over there. That must be nice to jet set.
For a guy's
trip? Take like a... You went to Thailand, yeah. Yeah. Is it gay if there's tits? But there's.
I don't think so. I have a cousin that's trans.
I guess if one was to experiment, that would be kind of a transitional.
Oh, like you're easy in?
You know, at least you got something, you know, but then you got that. I don't know how we got. Who brought this up?
Yeah, who did this?
We're only 24
I think, I'm telling you, in another like 20 to 50 years, like it won't even matter. People won't care what you were. And
this generation is having the least amount of sex. It's unprotected, but they're hardly doing it.
No, but the fluidity is going to just become more and more popular. You know? If you can't love the one you're with,
not on the top of the triangle.
If you can't love the one you're with, love the one you can get.
Ah.
So holidays, new candle. Besides that, are there other things that signal the holidays?
Oh, new candles. I started wearing my oranges and browns. Although this is
pumpkin
this
latte.
Is technically a charcoal.
Did we do that? Is that a thing?
Pumpkin lattes. Ooh, I'd have a pumpkin latte. Oh, I had a pumpkin truffle.
Peppermint. That's when I know it's December.
Mm. Yeah, all that Christmas stuff's already out.
When it's you go been
to,
out.
To the bit, yeah. Oh. Yeah, they're sneaking it out.
It's more
now,
out.
Now, this is the time. Now, if you're looking for money, if you're one of these sets, actually, I don't have any money. You go around now, you buy all this Halloween shit that's on super clearance, you throw it in a plastic tub, and you wait a year, you wait 6 months, you list it, and you'll make 3 to 5 times.
Yeah, freeze.
Really?
Freeze that holiday candy.
But don't
It'll
get the
last.
Candy.
It will last.
And don't forget,
you're talking about decoration.
Get the higher cost, smaller weighted items.
Have you ever paid into an OnlyFans just to see what content is in there?
I have not.
No, there's so much free pornography. I don't understand why you would pay for pornography.
Unless is it, you were like you obsessed want a personal with, like, connection?
A particular person.
I pay for calligraphy. Calligraphy.
Slanted just some artwork. Fonts. I don't know. Yeah. Even your fonts are kind of. You know.
Well, porn used to have like a secret shame. Like you had to minutes. You had to go to like a you had to go to a shop. Or like in a gas station, I always had the black whatever, you know. So you had to sneak to get in when you were like underage or whatever. But now it's like fingertips.
Where did you used
so
to?
So there should be a higher rate now of children.
What was
oh,
that
God.
Story about?
I don't even like my sentence. But basically, I feel like now that there's no gates for the internet, then young people are seeing porn younger than they would have.
Oh, yeah.
In previous years.
Now I was 6 years old when I saw
your first porno.
The Santa tape.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I told you about it. Yes, yeah.
What
yeah.
Santa tape?
Santa
Nipple
Claus
tape?
Comes twice.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The it holiday was, classic.
It was a holiday classic. But I don't know if you guys were, maybe this is just a new, well, you were in New England.
Rudolph the Green-Nosed
like,
Reindeer?
It seemed like the only time, like when you were a kid, you would just find like a busted up porno in the woods. Or like, it was like, how did it get in the woods? But you would find them there.
Yeah.
And that's
it's
how
like,
you.
It's like that Office Space when they take the fax machine. It's like you have to penance your shame by crushing this cassette tape.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
With other people. So you found this cassette tape in the woods.
No, no, the cassette tape was not in the woods. It was at a neighbor's house. And we were supposed to be watching Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, not Donald the Duck.
But we flipped.
Donald the Duck? No.
So
was
you just
Howard
found
the
it
Duck.
Like in the house? Or just
well, I think I was over at a friend's house, and I think he knew about it.
He's like,
wait till you see what Santa Claus is up to.
What did you see?
Well,
how
saw,
much? You saw the whole thing?
Santa Claus is coming and you... Santa Claus is coming in
I
you.
Definitely, oh.
Santa Claus is coming in you.
I saw mommy blowing Santa Claus.
That was there.
Oh, no.
There was what's it called?
Racial?
What, no, not that.
Continental.
A sleigh ride?
No, it was a mother and son thing in there, too.
Oh,
what was that?
What's that called?
Incest?
Incestual.
It's nasty is what
but
it's
not
called.
Not like stepson?
I don't know. I mean, I was only 6 years old, but I remember it was like.
Think!
You were grossed out? You're like, I wouldn't have sex with my mother anymore.
yeah, that's when I decided. I remember there was elves, little people. Yeah.
You think somewhere there's.
That's
like
a very specific
midget,
porno.
Oh, it's burnt.
But was it holiday time?
No. I think it was.
Yeah, that's very specific.
Yeah.
Like, that's a specific person with a specific fantasy to get
who
that
bought
specific.
That?
Yeah. Well, every year in my group of hetero friends, we send sexy girls in Santa Claus outfits. You know what I mean?
Oh,
the
okay.
hats and the
yeah,
whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have something I keep in the phone. I'll pull it up later. But we used to watch The Room.
Pull it up now.
We used to watch The Room. That used to be my holiday.
Oh, okay. I've seen The Room.
But, Now,
less,
thinking back to the Santa yeah. Claus pervert, when you think about, like, whose uncle or whose dad, whose house you're at, do you know that person, and were they a weirdo?
I don't know, because they were a neighbor of my friends.
Oh, so you didn't know the family.
So I didn't know the family, no. We were just in there.
I see.
In their house.
You sure it wasn't your house?
Yeah,
you
it was
now
definitely
blocking
not my house.
This memory that your dad was a sicko.
No, okay. Wasn't that.
Let me see if I can find that photo.
You know, I would say that if I were to watch Santa Port, I would probably only really... You don't really want to watch it in December. You want to be Jane or D like a hot June day.
Yeah. Oh, so you would... It would be kind of part of the holiday? Is that what you're saying? Or
yeah,
you don't want...
Like, almost
okay.
like...
This is what I was trying to find.
Yeah. Okay. But
well, that's
worry.
Barely an outfit.
I won't flip. Boo, yeah. boo, boo.
Hello.
I feel like Santa is the only
I've been good all year.
Christmas is here.
Yeah, the Valentine's looked very similar as well. But what
yeah, what hat was she wearing for Valentine's?
Not much.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Like 211, so 22. Don't make it weird. All right, play this. Play
That's
this.
Play this.
Confusing body shape.
I think this, remember when I was like, don't ever look at the mirror from behind at my body?
Oh, right.
This is what I saw.
Oh, no.
Literally what I saw.
That's the fat dream?
What is it?
Oh, that's a woman?
That's a maricone.
Biscuit? Huh?
Was he saying biscuit? What was he saying?
You weren't expecting the goatee.
No, I was not.
Not talking, but what was he saying? That was he saying biscuit?
Was it
that person talking or someone yelling from the camera?
I think it's from the camera.
Say it again.
Oh.
No, because I was hearing something. It sounded like biscuit.
Like the muscles. Ladies love me.
Uh-huh.
I've got a big willy. What more could they want? And I've got, guns. That's why I'm gangster.
Uh-huh.
Yo, swag.
This is Tim Hall. If he were a youth of today,
I mean, don't just sell the guns. If you say you got a big wheel, you got to prove that.
You got to take it out.
To make that
gray sweatpants with nothing underneath it.
Oh, it's so hard to get them on. Oh, God. Did this person not realize there was a race?
Yeah, so many crashed into it.
Because that car was supposed to be there.
I agree. I don't think that car was supposed to be there.
Can't park there.
Yeah.
I love those.
Those are great.
What the fuck? Taking a piss now.
Well, isn't
what
there
you say?
Taking a piss now?
Oh.
It doesn't. It actually isn't racist, though. It's just.
There is a Santa of a darker complexion.
You're talking
there?
About Blackie Pete?
No. I mean like a traditional Santa.
Yeah, Blackie Pete.
His name's Blackie Pete?
Look it up. Blackie Pete. Black Pete. He's one of Santa's people. There's Krampus and Sneaky Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Pete.
Oh, he's a companion of St. Nicholas.
Hit it!
He's Dutch. I knew he was Dutch. I'm Dutch.
It's Black
I should
Dutch.
Know this. Oh, that doesn't look good for me.
They're known not only for their ovens.
I'm done.
So those look like. It looked like he's
his
just
haircut
attached
wasn't great
to
either.
His arms. If there was nipples on those, you'd be like, "That's a nice set
good
of
good looking pair."
Yeah.
Well, sadly, we don't have like psychiatric treatment for people like this, but they should because this person.
Well, because he's not any stronger. You just have fake stuff on your weak muscles.
Yeah. But the thing is that to them it looks good because they have a form of dysmorphia where they're not seeing it the way it is.
Yeah,
we're seeing it like, what the
that fuck? Guy can be eliminated. That guy doesn't need, you know what I mean? Like, if we had to start being like, we got to take 100 people off the earth, because this is cool, be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a video game.
He just turned in.
Oh, my.
Man, yeah. It didn't even seem that hard. I mean,
no, but it's a certain point you hit
there's
a person
a button
where it just happens.
Yeah.
Like they the body just
freezes up.
Because you know how the brain works. So like a signal hits your amygdala and the reaction happens before your thinking brain and the frontal cortex can actually know what's happening. Like your body sometimes has to fight or flight or freeze, make decisions without you. So like sometimes it's just like the best thing you can do is coma.
No, I don't understand what's happening. Those are like the shocks on my car. Good Lord.
I've never seen that much bounce.
I mean, she got bounced in the alley. I don't think that's what they were talking about, but that is a tremendous bounce.
Yeah, there was like a stretchy bounce.
Elasticity.
Yeah. That is quite a trick. I don't know if it's a good trick.
Stupid bastard. You know, I'll tell you when I softened, because I knew something was wrong. Pants.
attention to your instincts.
Are you like this all the time?
Every fucking day, and I ain't even had no coffee.
I like it.
Wait, this is you all the time?
Every fucking day, and I love it. I love myself. No. I love that I am just...
I like it.
This was another episode of Undisturbed Talk with Brian Sturgis, and I am that Brian Sturgis. You follow me, Brian Sturgis. Timothy All Music, Cliff Beach Music. Hey, follow Jennifer Lewis. Listen, the holidays are coming up, all right? Start shopping now. The Black Friday deals are getting ready, right? Get it up. Go ahead. Hey, do you want a UNT mug? Hey, you want a UNT t-shirt? Hey, you want a UNT...
We have t-shirts?
Oven mitts?
Yes, yeah. You want some swag? You let us know. You go ahead and comment below.
Cafe Press, baby.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.